Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And we've made it to the end of the week, the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. Jim Garrity off today. Dan Foster of NationalReview.com in his stead. And Dan, it's certainly been an interesting end of the week in this lame duck session of Congress. Just when it appeared that the Democrats were about to run roughshod in their final days of overwhelming majorities, well, a funny thing happened. Certainly on the omnibus spending bill, Harry Reid very sheepishly going to the Senate floor on Thursday night and saying, I thought I had more Republican support than I actually did, and so I have to pull this. And it looks like we'll get a continuing resolution just for the next couple of weeks until the new Congress comes in. Now, here's Mitch McConnell's version of declaring victory on Thursday night.
And this is precisely the kind of thing the American people have gotten tired of. And so I think the message we ought to take out of this is that next year we're going to listen to the American people. We're going to do our work, do it in a timely fashion.
I like this on a number of fronts. First of all, he recognizes the message that came in November, and certainly for a guy that used to be in the majority in the Senate and still won't be even in the new Congress, he gets that. But also, it's a win and a martini glass raise to the American people for even scuttling this for a number of Republicans who initially wanted to do this but saw the intense backlash and finally agreed to not support this ridiculous spending bill. So kudos to the American people in November, and kudos to them again for not taking their eyes off the ball.
Absolutely. I should say McConnell almost sounded like Jimmy Stewart there in that audio clip, didn't he? I mean, it was inspiring to hear an appropriator like him make that statement. And he certainly had a change of a heart. And I think you hit it right on the head that credit here is due to the American people. I mean, think about how remarkable this is. You had Senator Voinovich leaning yes, a retiring senator, and you had Bob Bennett out in Utah, a declared yes for the omnibus bill. He said, I'm paraphrasing, but I would like to vote for this bill. And you have eight or nine others, according to Leader Reid, Republicans who are going to get behind this thing. And yet with all these retiring senators on the Appropriations Committee, with all these wavering porkers, and even with a majority leader having requested over $100 million in earmarks in this bill alone, Senator DeMint and the Tea Parties and the same force that swept Republicans into Congress in November were strong enough. They made enough phone calls. They put enough political pressure on Republicans that this thing was killed. I mean, it was a surprise victory. I mean, I was on a bus ride home when it happened. So I think it came as a surprise to a lot of people, but a welcome one.
And certainly a loss for Harry Reid, not only on this bill, but that press conference he gave on Capitol Hill on Thursday afternoon, saying the Constitution mandated this pork barrel spending to originate in Congress. And yes, Congress controls the purse, but I don't remember a whole lot of provisions in the Constitution about thousands upon thousands of earmarks for the Polynesian Voyaging Society. I think that's the one John McCain always likes
soybean production, lentil.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So, you know, that definitely a loss policy-wise and politically, I think, for Harry Reid.
Absolutely.
On to martini number two now. And while that was a major loss for Harry Reid and many of the Senate Democrats, not necessarily the case for the rest of this weekend. Reid saying he's hoping to have everybody done for this lame duck session if he can get what he wants to get done in the next 48 hours here. And essentially, that includes cloture votes on the START Treaty, on the DREAM Act, which has already been knocked down once on a procedural vote in the Senate in the lame duck session. Same thing for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We talked about the START Treaty a little bit and why you think that's doomed one way or the other, either by the Senate or by the Russians eventually. But as far as these other two go, you count votes pretty carefully on Capitol Hill. Is Reid going to be smiling or shaking his head again after all this is done?
Well, I think we got on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I think we got a really good indication yesterday, not from a senator, but from a senator-elect, Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, who's impeccably credentialed conservative. He came out in support of repeal. And I think that the votes for a standalone measure in the Senate have been there for a while. And I suspect that if Leader Reid wants a little quick moral victory, he can bring the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal that the House passed to the floor, and he can almost certainly pass that. As a matter of fact, I would say it's 100% certain, unless it gets caught up as a political football, say, as it relates to New Start or Dream. If a couple of Republicans want to use it as leverage, maybe a Senator McCain want to use it as leverage to stop something like New Start. I haven't really gamed out those scenarios. But unless something like that happens, Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal is going to happen, I think. As for a DREAM Act, I mean, this thing just gets more and more absurd. This is the fifth version today that Leader Reid will introduce in the Senate, and not one of them has gone through the regular committee procedure. So nobody's read this bill. I mean, it's true. What Senator Mint said about START and on the omnibus is literally true in this case. The 100 senators have not read this bill. It's Harry Reid's pet project. And as far as whether he has the votes on that, it's a big open question. And again, it could get tied up in the fates of those other two things. It might be one of those situations where Reid can get two out of three and he has to pick his poison.
The omnibus is dead, but Republicans, of course, made that vow a couple of weeks ago saying nothing else gets considered. Everything else will get filibustered until a funding mechanism is in place. So will they start with a continuing resolution and then move on to that? Or will Republicans actually hold the line here and filibuster things, even if they might necessarily vote for them, as long as it comes before the continuing resolution?
Well, I think they just need to have a good faith agreement with Reid on the continuing resolution. Now, who knows if such a thing is possible? That might have been an oxymoronic sentence I just made. But, as long as they have an agreement in place, I don't think the literal order will be as big of an issue. DREAM Act is what concerns me, though, because versions of it along the way have picked up some Republican support. And even though the process on this thing is terrible, I can see just enough Republicans signing on that this thing gets through. So we might see New START, as I said yesterday, I think is in big trouble. But we might see Reid get a couple of quick little victories with Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the DREAM Act.
On to the bizarre martini now and our final one of the day. And we mentioned in the beginning of our conversation that Mitch McConnell seems to get it. On the Democratic side, there are a couple that seem to not get it. We mentioned Harry Reid's defense of earmarks as being in the Constitution. But even more crystal clear than that, here's John Kerry being outraged at the idea of having the bill actually read.
Why would we have to read something? I understand we may have to read the appropriations bill for about a day and a half. Have the clerk up here just reading the bill. Now, there's an act of stunning responsibility. Let's just chew up the time of the United States Senate, keeping everybody up all night reading a bill rather than working on it.
I've actually voted for the $87 billion before I voted against it. This guy, even if he's maybe somewhere deep down there trying to make a point, which I don't actually think is there, his way of just making the point for his opponents is stunning.
Well, this is why Kerry couldn't outperform Al Gore in 2004 against George W. Bush. And I think you're exactly right. His manner is off. But you know what's even more ironic about this situation is this is a guy in September when asked about the impending doom of his party in Congress in November. He said, well, I think there's a comprehension gap among the American people. And we have an electorate that doesn't necessarily pay that much attention to process. So they believe simple slogans rather than the truth. He was trying to write off the overwhelming anger of the electorate at the Democrats. But what's ironic about that is now here he is saying, let's not waste anybody's time actually reading the bill on C-SPAN so that maybe interested parties among the American people can understand what's going on. So I see a little bit of inconsistency there. And needless to say, Kerry and his party lost that fight.
Yeah, they've lost a number of fights, and the omnibus just the latest one. We'll see what happens over the weekend here on some of these other issues we mentioned. But Dan, great doing this with you the last couple of days. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Greg.
Dan Foster of NationalReview.com, Jim Garrity, it will be back on Monday. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday for the 3 Martini Lunch.